If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is happening? You are listening to episode 312 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh. And remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. If you would like to get my book for free on Audible, head on over to n64josh.com/audible. You want some of my Nintendo Switch recommendations, like must-own Switch titles, maybe some cool Nintendo gear, hats, shirts, coffee mugs? Head on over to n64josh.com/Amazon. And if you're playing Rocket League or Fortnite or picking up any games on the Epic Store, make sure to use creator code N64Josh. With that, let's head over to some announcements.
Hey, listen!
Mario Kart happened Mondays, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Twitch.tv/N64Josh. I also have a number of other podcasts in the works that I want you guys to be aware of. The Warzone Show is now available on Anchor and Spotify, coming soon to iTunes and wherever you listen to podcasts. I think there's an episode of the Animal Crossing podcast in the works. Crawler and I got to work on another episode of the Smash Bros. Cast very soon. And Press Pause is going strong. Now, Xbox Now is going to be having its first episode this week. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel, Xbox. Let's get to the news. Woke up this morning to Nintendo tweeting about a blue Switch Lite. Got the press email at 6:01 this morning. Coming out May 21st, the same day as Miitopia. So let's talk about this thing. Let's talk about this blue Switch Lite. All the a lot of the comments online are, why isn't this isn't the Switch Pro? Where's the Switch Pro? I think the Switch Pro is still happening. I think it's going to be announced at E3. Now that we know that E3 is happening, at least this digital event, I do not believe Nintendo will disappoint whatsoever. I think it's the time for the Switch Pro to be announced. I honestly think, I put out a video yesterday on Xbox Now talking about there's a lot of rumors right now with Xbox and Nintendo, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit, but I think the Switch Pro is coming. I think it's coming, but wait till E3. Let's get through the first quarter here, or the first quarter of the new fiscal year. I bet they'll be coming out. So, because you got to remember, we kind of have our major game announcements up until E3. We know nothing after that. There's going to be more coming. This blue Switch Lite. I am curious to hear what you guys think. So either n64josh.com/discord. Let me know what you think of the blue Switch Lite. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, let me know in the comments section. I love the color of this thing. I'm halfway tempted to give Jen my turquoise one so I can get this blue one, because it would just look great with my red Switch, right? Kind of got the whole Mario theme, Optimus Prime thing. I got some Optimus Prime sitting on the speakers in my office. And, you know, red and blue, all about it. I'm all about it. It's a cool looking Switch Lite for sure. And it's great to see that Nintendo is still just kind of, you know, dropping these, they're not huge announcements, but I mean, it's still going to generate sales. People are still going to pick this thing up, and Switch Lite is a great console. So who knows? Maybe I'll end up getting one from. But I really like this color a lot. I like it better than all the others. And that I believe that takes us up to 5 now, right? We've got the yellow and the turquoise, the gray, the coral, and now the blue. So pretty good. There's pretty good options there. And honestly, the only switches I'm seeing in stores are Switch Lite. That's it. I'm not seeing any of the regular switches whatsoever. So it's probably a good time for this Lite to launch. Now, it is launching the same day as Miitopia, which is a game that I have not heard many people talk very positively about. Like, I don't know how many people are going to be picking this game up. I'm kind of on the fence about it, honestly. Like, I don't really know. It doesn't really pique my interest all that much. And there's another game that doesn't pique my interest all that much, and that is Pokemon Snap. Game Informer has put out a new preview for Pokemon Snap. I'll have a link to it in the description if you want to be able to go and check it out. I just don't know that this is much of a game for me. I mean, it's essentially a game on rails where you're just taking pictures of Pokemon. And like, I want to be excited about this. And I think if I had played the 64 game as a younger child, I would probably be more excited about this. There'd be more of a nostalgia pull. Because it's not for me, doesn't make me upset at all. Like, I've seen a lot of people, and even reading the preview from Game Informer, I feel like for this game is similar to me getting to jump back into, like, you know, Mario 35 or games like that. And I think it's great. Having that nostalgia pull for a younger generation is, and so I'm looking forward to the people that are going to be stoked about this game, and they're going to have a good time playing it. Me, I don't know. I'll probably pick it up, make some videos on it, try it out. Maybe have my nephew or my niece come up and play it. They'd probably be into it. You know, I don't think any of my kids really care about it all that much. But if you want to see more about Pokemon Snap, make sure to head over to the Game Informer article. Again, I'll have a link to it in the description, and you can go check it out. And like I said, the person writing the preview seemed pretty excited about what was happening with the game. And there was some cool information in there. Like, you can take 4 pictures of each Pokemon, and you can take as many as you want, but you're going to get graded. Basically, you're going to be given stars, a single star, 2-star, 3-star, and 4-star. And you'll have one of each of those for each Pokemon. So essentially you'll have 4 pictures that get a rating. You're going to have filters, and you can kind of do some fun things. It's kind of like Instagram filters or Snapchat filters. And so you'll be able to kind of doctor the photos that way. I just don't know that sounds all that fun. You know, again, just because it's not for me doesn't mean it's a bad thing. I'm just being honest. So the last thing that I want to talk about is an indie showcase. And it kind of ties into what I was talking about a little earlier with the Xbox and Nintendo. So there's an indie showcase tomorrow morning, April 14th, depending on when you're hearing this. And it's about 20 minutes long. And we're going to find out what indie games are coming to the Switch. Now, could we see more games from Xbox? There's a chance. There's a chance. I don't know for sure. I don't know what games Xbox has up its sleeve, if they would be showing something new or pulling from past games. We've already got some of their major titles. If we're looking for some classic 360 game that I think was on PS3 as well, Braid is a game that I would love for everybody who missed it to be able to go back and play this game. It is such a gem of a game, and it is a 2D side scroller with a rewind feature that works very well. And I would love to see more people get a chance to play this. Of course, I want to see some new indies, and I want to see that title that we all get so excited about that there's just a buzz around the internet because of this game. Celeste did this. Golf Story kind of did this. And I mean, Hollow Knight, we're ready. Hollow Knight, we're ready for more information on I think it's a sequel now at this point. Are we going to hear anything? Is that going to be something we get at E3? I don't know. I'm excited for the showcase. I'll be watching it live, twitch.tv/n64josh, if you want to tune in and be able to catch the new games with me live. And I'm hoping we get some really good stuff. Here's what's interesting for me, and some of you guys might be a little shocked by this, but because of achievements, I'm actually playing more. I plan on playing more indie titles on my Xbox than I do my Switch. Not to mention, some of the big indie titles that have come to Switch are also on Game Pass. And since I'm playing my Xbox more, it just makes sense for me to play on that platform. That doesn't mean if there's exclusive to the Switch, of course I'm going to play it. Cyber Shadow is an example of a game that I'll probably continue playing on my Switch because I love achievements, but Cyber Shadow has uneven numbers. All of their achievements are like in 16 or 32, not a 5, a 10. You know, they're not in fives. And I'm so close to hitting 100,000 on my gamer score. I can't have an achievement pop up for 16 points. That would ruin everything. So I'm avoiding games that have uneven achievements until I hit 100,000. Then I'm probably just going to be like, yeah, whatever. And it might be a fun game to try to 1,000 out. I don't know. Some of the achievements look pretty difficult, like pretty hardcore, which I think is cool. Like, make those things challenging, but also make them worth more than 16 points if they're going to. You know what I mean? Getting into the Xbox and Nintendo rumors. Like I said, I put out a video on Xbox Now yesterday. You guys can go check it out if you want. And it's talking about the... I'll have a link to it in the description so you guys can go watch it. 2 months ago, Phil Spencer had a... He was in a call on a stream and he had a Switch behind him. Right? And that's got everybody thinking. Then a well-known leaker tweeted, cat's out of the bag with Xbox and Nintendo. Stay tuned this fall. So, does that mean Game Pass? And if it means Game Pass, this is what I get into on my video. Does it mean there's a chance for GoldenEye to hit the Switch and the Xbox? And I seriously hope so. Here's what I know. There has been, it was 2 months ago. I didn't see this until last night. 2 months ago, GoldenEye on the 360 was leaked. That's right. You can, right now, through a little search, find GoldenEye and play it on a 360 emulator on your computer. I believe there's even a way to play it on your actual 360. I'm not sure how that works. It looks awesome. It looks like so much fun. The HD treatment to the 64 games. They did it similar with Perfect Dark. And I love it. I love seeing the games that I played the most get this little HD remake. You know, it's widescreen. It runs at 60 frames a second. They still left some of the slowdown in, like the frame rate slowdown, which I think is cool. But the question is could they get the licensing worked out that not only would we see the game on the Switch, Game Pass? There's one other place I would like to see it. And I'm kind of hoping there's a reason that Nintendo has drugged their feet on adding Nintendo 64 games to the Switch. And I hope that reason is the N64 Mini. And if they could get the licensing worked out with everybody involved, and it's an absolute mess. There's an IGN video where they talk about it, how like this company owns the distribution rights. This company owns the names. This company owns, I'm kind of being facetious here, but it's like this person owns Bond's gun. This person owns, this company owns Bond's shoes. It's not quite that silly, but it's close. So it would kind of take a miracle for this all to work. In 2008, it was so close to happening and Nintendo pulled the plug. It was Nintendo that one person at Nintendo that said, no, let's don't do it. I don't know what's wrong with that person. I don't know why that person hates fun. I'm not sure why that person wouldn't want us playing GoldenEye on the Xbox. I mean, granted, it would be better if it was on a Nintendo console, but come on. Just for the fans to have the opportunity, and Nintendo still would have made money. There was also a push to try to get it into Rare Replay, and that fell through as well. And it makes me sad. It makes me sad because I would have loved the opportunity to have GoldenEye right now. At least we have Perfect Dark, and it has some of the levels. And it's fun to go back to. It's fun to go back to. And so, fingers crossed that the powers that be could make this a reality. How excited would you be? Let me know in the comments. Tweet at me, at N64Josh, if GoldenEye was on an N64 Mini. How excited would you be? I would be absolutely so thrilled. I think we talked about the N64 Mini the other day, too. And, man, if they do all the colors, I'm in serious trouble. So, that is going to do it for episode 312. Guys, you can follow me everywhere at N64Josh. Remember, go check out the Warzone show, Press Pause, Animal Crossing podcast going to be getting an episode real soon. Smash Bros. Cast going to be getting an episode real soon. And thank you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you guys so much. And we have a special interview episode also happening tonight. You guys will be getting two episodes. And I will be recording another podcast tomorrow after the indie showcase, so we can talk about what we saw and kind of break it down. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye now.